Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
All set. Hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Norm Shealy. Dr. Shealy, something I heard really nice on the news about a very horrible situation. That the CEO for Boeing, the aircraft company, has stepped down. I think that means they said, you know what? You're out of here. And so they call that stepping down after the Boeing 737 MAX fiasco about the crashes. There were two crashes. 346 people died as a result. So that's a good start to demonstrate that CEOs just can't go playing golf and abandon their duties and allow dangerous products to be in the public arena where we can be maimed, hurt, wounded, or to a lesser degree ripped off by defective products. That's something I'm going to talk about, a defective product that General Motors made. I've uncovered this with our son, and we'll talk about this on Friday, hour number two. And it's a massive, massive problem because of defective engineering and or approval of an engine that just has a real serious problem. So we'll talk about that on Friday. But I think it's a wonderful thing that the Boeing CEO is no longer as CEO. And in that line of thinking, I wanted to share with you what I thought was kind of a humorous story about a defective product, which has to do with food and health. So I haven't played Columbo in quite a while, and I thought, you know what, I haven't played Columbo in quite a while. It's about time I practice my skills. So our son went to food shopping, and he came home with this thing. It's a Stouffer's brand classic cheeseburger bake thing. You just put this in the oven, and you bake it, and you take it out. And I don't know why he bought this thing. And I didn't know he bought it. But he lives here. Our boys live here at the farm with us. And so this is hamburger meat and freshly made pasta in a tangy cheddar cheese sauce topped with real cheddar cheese. Large family size. So he bought this thing and in the oven went, I didn't know they were cooking this thing last night. And so we're around the table. I didn't have any. Mrs. Fennelli didn't have any. Both boys tried it and they said, I don't think it's very good. I think there's something wrong with this. Tastes terrible. And so they didn't eat it. And then they both went into the bathroom. And so I immediately looked for the 800 number, and I wanted to call Stouffer's. And I talked to this gal, and she said, who do I have the pleasure of speaking with? And I kind of laughed. And I said, well, my name is Vincent Fennelli. And she said, so how can I help you? And I said, well, I did a bad thing. I let my son loose in Walmart. And he came home with this Stouffer's classic cheeseburger bake. And now he and his brother, they tried it, and they're both in the bathroom. And they don't feel well. So I wanted to let you know. So she said, she asked me for a little information, put me on hold for a really long time. And I thought, I think I wanted to make this call fun. F-U-N. So she came back, and she said, Mr. Vincent. And I said, Crystal, hold on just a second. Hey, how long are you going to be in the bathroom? There's a line out here. Hey, come on. So, true story. They recorded this whole thing. So she had questions, more questions. And I said, I don't know. They're both in the bathroom. Hey. Hey. She's got... So this went on for like 20 minutes, literally. And she was laughing, and I was doing my best not to laugh. So that is the story. And then, you know, she would ask me a question. I go, hey, are you okay in there? So I just wanted to let you know that there's some humor in this. But what I'm trying to say is if you get a defective product, don't stand for it. Absolutely not. Don't stand for it. So call them up. And so she wanted some pictures of, I said, we're not eating this. No, we're absolutely. So now she's all worried, and she clicked to the new page on the screen. You know, that's where the lawyers have to review all this stuff, because she's thinking, oh no, they're going to sue us and all that. No, we're not going to sue them. I just want them to know that they've got a really lousy, in my opinion, product, and they need to do something about that. So I said to her, I'll tell you what, here's what you should do. I know you recorded this call. So it's going to be reviewed by management. So what you do is you invite your CEO, your Stouffer's CEO, and all the vice presidents for lunch. And you serve this to them. And you tell them, I'll tell you what, just want to let you all know that we've locked the bathroom door for 30 minutes.
Oh, <that's it>.
So she thought that that was hysterical. So she's laughing and apologizing at the same time. So anyway, there are some lousy products out there. And who approves this stuff? You know, they took it out of the stove and they put it in the serving tray, if you will. And I looked at that and said, it looks awful. I'm not eating that. Are you kidding me? No. So anyway. that was our story about Stouffer's. So you can have a little bit of fun. Unfortunately, nobody has died. And you know, they wanted to know what vitamins, mineral supplements they took, what they ate before, what they ate several times. I said, look, everybody's fine except the boys who had this. They had a couple spoons full, and Mrs. Finelli and I didn't have it, and we're fine. Everybody's been fine. It's this, what I would consider a substandard product. So now they're looking at, well, they have different locations where they manufacture these things. Also, one other thing, there have been bugs found. I've gotten a report that there have been bugs found in a product manufactured by the Chinese factory outlet or for the Chinese factory outlet, and it is their potatoes and cheesy potatoes. So, literally, if you're gonna have the Great Value brand of cheesy potatoes. They're like dehydrated potatoes. You add water or milk. And so if you do that, look for these little brown things that look like grains of rice. They could be bugs. Okay. Dr. Shealy?
Take me down to something very important.
Okay.
If it isn't real food in its raw state, don't buy it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. And that's why I said I made a mistake. I let my son loose in the Chinese factory outlet. And then she wanted to know what the Chinese factory outlet was. I told her Walmart. She thought that was pretty funny. But, right, young people, I believe, tend to try different foods because the label, the picture on the package, looks appetizing. And they seem to think that that's okay. Now, that if I were with him, that never would have gotten into the shopping cart in the first place. Literally. Never would have gotten there. So that's why I said I made a mistake. And she wanted to know how old our son was. I still was in his 30s. So should have known better, right? But there you have it. There's a link to sports and damage to the body. Motor neuron disease. And there was a guy playing rugby, and he was diagnosed with this motor neuron disease after playing rugby. And it seems that there is a real link into being banged up on the ball field and problems with your body functioning properly after being hit, banged up, like on the football field, rugby field, you know, those kinds of things. Dr. Shealy, what are your thoughts about people who think that that charging at each other with helmets and padding on and doing it. You know, these are like head-on collisions. That's really what they are. If they're automobiles, people say, oh, it's a terrible accident. It was like a head-on collision. What do you think about people playing sports and risking damage to their bodies?
Well, second and third, I don't watch other people exercise. I think that's nonsense.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, almost any kind of sport, I'm not going to watch. I don't mind doing it myself. But I wouldn't do football. I wouldn't do wrestling. I wouldn't do rugby. I mean, a sport where you physically beat up somebody, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hockey. Yeah, you know, you shoot projectile discs at I don't know how many miles an hour. You hit them with a hockey stick, and they go really fast and they're really hard. I mean, they'll break your ribs, your arm, your legs, knock you out.
Practice to trying to evolve a gunshot.
That's what these guys are doing. I mean, the goalie's there, and he's saying, "No, no, you're not going to get that little puck past me. I'm going to block it." With my body. That's nuts. But that's what we do. And people pay to watch that.
Yeah.
They
are idolized for it. I mean, the idea of idolizing football heroes, that's like idolizing a criminal, in my opinion. I know I'm being extremely vegetarian blunt, but it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
It really is. It really is. And, you know, when we were growing up, we'd play baseball. And, you know, the idea was you want to hit the ball. And you wouldn't try to hit a member of the other team, you know, after school. Aim for that guy over there. It's shortstop. He's the one you want to hit. I mean, we didn't do that. We really didn't. And we didn't throw the ball and try to knock out the batter. We didn't do that. Well, tangential to that line of thinking, on December 22nd, a day ago, there was an accident. Well, I won't call it an accident. I'll call it a pileup. 69 cars piled up in Virginia on Interstate 64. I've been on 64 in Virginia. And 69 cars crashed into each other, going all the same direction. I'm not really sure how this could possibly happen if everybody were paying attention. If everybody were looking forward, if everybody were looking, be proactive, we call it defensive driving, that was the term that used to be used, but 69 cars piled up. And they said, well, it might have been rain. It might have been ice. It might have been fog. But 69 cars running into each other. I don't know how that could happen if people were paying attention. I can't imagine that. Now, when I say pile up, I mean there were cars going in. At the end, in the aftermath of this, I'm looking at the image. There were cars going every which way. Some were going north, south, east, and west. After the pileup, some vehicles were on top of other vehicles. Some vehicles were partially on top. You know, maybe just the front two wheels were on top of the vehicle in front of them. What I'm saying is, we are trying to move so fast and do so many things simultaneously. Obviously, we cannot do it. And I'm not concerned about my vehicle. I'm not concerned about my driving. I'm concerned about everybody else around me. And class, when you think about traveling for Christmas, please buckle up and please look at the people around.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we yet. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I mentioned the 69-car pileup yesterday in the Commonwealth of Virginia on Interstate 64 is because I believe that we're not paying attention. I believe that we're preoccupied. I believe that we have too many gadgets in our car. I believe that we are surrounded by electromagnetic radiation and all kinds of things that are distracting us and impairing our ability to prepare for what is coming ahead. I mean, I know we don't prepare for life. You know, we don't want to act too hard to buy extra food, too hard to grow a garden, too hard to, you know, to plan. And I think that is part of the reason why we see the 69-car pile up in Virginia. Because how can you have 69 cars pile up? How is that possible? You know, when somebody slams on the brakes in front of you, you slow down really quickly. But you should have enough room between you and them so you don't have to slam on the brakes, so you don't cause a chain reaction. And if everybody's following everybody too closely, this kind of thing happens. Well, what are your thoughts about this as an indicator of how little we pay attention to our surroundings? What are your thoughts, Dr. Shuley?
I think you've answered the question already. People are preoccupied with less important than life crap. And therefore, they don't think straight. They don't operate straight. I mean, they don't plan in advance. They're jogging along at 65 or more miles an hour, thinking about something other than what's immediately ahead of them. And I bet half of them were texting or listening to a telephone or some crap like that. and too close together to the other car, all that stuff.
When I broadcast, Dr. Shuley, I have a set of headphones on. And the reason I have a set of headphones on is so I can hear very clearly what is going on in the broadcast. And I have a set of headphones on that also muffles most of the surrounding sounds so that I am paying attention to the broadcast. I have seen, now, I don't have headphones on that completely eliminate all the sounds, but mostly. Okay? So if someone opens a studio door, I can hear that. If the dog is barking, I can hear that. If the telephone is ringing in another room, I can hear that. So I'm not oblivious to everything that's going on around me, but I have seen people in automobiles driving with the kind of headphones that I have on to block out most of the sound, which I think is absolutely crazy, because I don't think you can drive and not have the hearing of the sounds of the vehicle, the road, the thumping, the bumping, the whirring, the churning, and, you know, the sound of that motorcycle flying up, you know, behind you, the roar of the trucks. I mean, all the noises mean something. And if you block that out, how can you possibly be a good driver? How is it possible? I don't think it is. So I think when we put it all together, people are doing some really stupid things, like walking down the city street with two earbuds in their ears so they can listen to music and be oblivious to all the dangers around them. But yet we do it, right? Not we, they. They do it. Is there... Do you think that there's a way to fix this, Dr. Shuley, that we can, you know, get accomplished in 5 years?
Honestly, I don't think there's a way to fix it unless we ban television.
Mm-hmm.
And even ban radio in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And ban telephones turned on while in the car.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any way to avoid it. People are too distracted.
And you said something, I think, very, very important. Ban telephone in the car. So, you know, people might say, well, yeah, but I won't drive using the cell phone. I won't hold that up to my head and confuse my brain with the electromagnetic radiation. So I'll let the guy next to me be on the phone. Well, the guy next to him is on the phone, but the driver's not on the phone. But the driver's looking at the guy next to him, wondering what the guy on the phone is saying, you know, the passenger. So it's just as distracting as if the driver's holding a phone up to his ear. So what I believe you said was no telephones operating when you're driving or in the car that's moving, period. That's it. And I think that's a really good point. So there's GPS in your phone. Your GPS knows if you're 3 feet ahead or 3 feet behind or you're moving. And they can tell whether you're walking or jogging or running or in a car. So, it's all you guys selling phones. They need to stop working when they're moving. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Breaking news. The CEO of Boeing, Dennis Muilenburg, is out of that position. In a statement, the board of directors says it's been decided they need a change of leadership to restore confidence in the company. Muilenburg's been under fire as Boeing struggles to handle the fallout from the grounding of the 737 MAX jet fleet. Chairman David Calhoun has been moved up to be president and CEO, effective January 13th.
He's energized.
That's how First Order Ivanka Trump describes her father, despite the impeachment process.
As are 63 million plus voters who elected him to office.
She was speaking on CBS's Face the Nation. The CDC is now blaming vitamin E acetate for most of the vaping illnesses they've been seeing. It's a thickening agent often added to illicit THC vaping products. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norman Chile's with us, and the point I guess we're trying to make is we are distracted and we're dumbed down, we're not paying attention, we're looking down at our phones, we're driving motorized missiles that weigh 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,000 pounds on the highways and byways. And we're racing around as if there's something important that we're trying to get to, and we're putting everybody in danger. We don't look under the hood, we don't check the oil, we don't check the tires. We don't know the condition of our vehicles. We allow the computer monitors and sensors to determine the health and ability of our vehicles to carry us there and back, and we're not paying attention. And not only that, around 58%, according to this article that I've read on the dailymail.co.uk, around 58% of women and 68% of men in the UK are overweight or obese. Dr. Shealy, how does that jive with
what... That's less than in this country.
That's less.
Yeah, in this country it's 70 to 74%.
Obese.
Obese.
And, Dr. Shealy, can you define, for those who are wondering if they might be obese, what does that mean?
Well, body mass index, BMI, is the only way to be sure. A healthy body mass index is 18 to 24. And when it gets to 30, you are officially obese. But every, like 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, each one of those increases your risk of death. By the time you get to a body mass index of 30, which is 40 pounds or more overweight, your risk is 15 years less life. You've lost 15 years of life and a lot of illness in between.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it really means.
I just calculated my body mass index. It's 21.6.
Yeah,
what does that?
19. But anything 24 or below is good.
Okay. 5 for me, 5'7 at 138 pounds, and I'd like to lose a couple pounds. I really would. Well, Dr. Shealy, I'll tell you how bad I think it is. So about a month ago, Mrs. Finelli and I were invited to a sale at the factory clothing outlet. What we do is we buy winter clothes in the summer, summer clothes in the winter, because that's when no one wants long sleeve shirts in the summer, and no one wants lightweight clothes in the winter. So we buy when no one else wants them, and that's when they have the sales, and that's when we get these invitations to the factory outlet, dropping the price an additional 20%. So I looked, my uniform is Wrangler jeans. Okay, that's what I wear. I like the dark, dark, dark blue ones, and, you know, the ones that are dyed and not worn out looking, you know, when you buy them brand new. I want them to look new when they're new, and when they're worn out, that's when I cut them up and use them in the shop as shop rags. But I was so concerned about how many, you know, I looked around. People are so much heavier than I. I'm afraid they're going to stop making clothes in my size. So I bought, you know, 3 extra pairs of jeans in 32/30s. That's the size that I'm currently wearing. So 32-inch waist, 30 inches long, inseam. Because I really think that, you know, that size is going to go out of style. Because who's that size anymore? Everybody's bigger than I am. Well, other than, you know, you, Dr. Shealy, and a few of our instructors, but pretty much people are big. So, you know, it's kind of an exclamation point as to why I bought more jeans. Okay, any other comments on that, Dr. Shealy?
Well, to me, it should be at the top of your list of health goals. In other words, if your body mass index is 24.5, you are slightly overweight. And the time has come to modify your diet and your physical activity, period. It's that simple.
Okay. So if you look at cats, you know, I'm talking about domestic cats that are really fat. They're probably house cats. And they probably don't get much exercise. They kind of lie around all day until it's time to eat. And then they eat. And then they lie around, you know, until it's time to eat again. And, you know, most exercise that they get is probably, you know, walking over or waddling over to the litter box. Well, if you look at that and you wonder why people are heavy, they're doing pretty much the same thing, except there's TV in between, you know, meals. So it seems to me that all you really have to do is to watch what you eat good food, and get some exercise. It seems almost as simple as that, you know, along with some supplements and enough water. Not soda, not beer, water. Dr. Shealy, is that close?
Very close.
Okay. Well, here's a very interesting article. And this ought to concern everybody. And the headlines in Daily Mail, okay, is carbon dioxide making it harder to think straight? Rising CO2 levels may hinder cognitive function and could decrease decision-making efficiency by 51% in the year 2100, the study says. It goes on to say carbon emissions have made a drastic impact in cognitive function. Researchers say that carbon dioxide may decrease classroom decision-making. It could also reduce decision-making by as much as 50% in the year 2100, they say. End quote. So climate change, burning up the atmosphere, you know, to make trinkets and overpackaging and to power that extra 21%, I'm sorry, extra 20% caused by obese people. Here we have it. We're burning up our oxygen. And because of that, we could become less able to make decisions and think. Can you imagine that? Dr. Shiller, your thoughts?
I wish that everybody at the top of their list looked at their behavior in every respect. And they made decisions that the most important thing I can do in my life is take care of my body so that, first of all, I'm not a drain on other people. Secondly, so that I don't feel ill and, you know, can't function. And that means no smoking, of course. Remember, over 22% of adults still smoke. No overweight, and that means, well, that's over 70% of people who are well overweight. Eating 5 or more servings of real fruits and vegetables every day. And that is like, well, about 2% of Americans, 98% not doing it, getting adequate physical exercise 5 days a week, that's 30 minutes of some kind, only 10% get that, and sleeping 7 or 8 hours every night, and again, only somewhere between 45 and 50% of people get that. So this shows you just how bad the health habits of Americans are. 97.3% of Americans are lacking 1 to 5 of absolutely essential health habits. Nothing is more important than your health habits.
When we are young, Dr. Shealy, we, you know, tend to think that we're invincible. Less likely to wear safety glasses when we're using a grinder or tools that could break and flying objects could, you know, permanently damage our eyesight. We're less likely to wear safety gear. We're less likely to pay attention when we're young. What I'm saying is that we go to jobs that are, it can be risky. We could be miners. We could be using forklifts. We could be farmers. A lot of things that are dangerous. And many jobs are dangerous. And we spend our youth using our health to earn money. And then when we get older, we use our money to buy back our health. And it's way easier to use our health to get money than it is to use money to get health. Your thoughts?
You summarized it.
I think Mickey Mantle said it, and I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but I remember it's something like this. If he knew he was going to live this long, he would have taken better care of himself. Have you heard something like that from Mickey Mantle?
Oh, I've heard it many, many, many times. And I think that should be one's mantra somehow. Every day, I will only do healthy stuff, period.
So the family was thinking about going out for the last couple of weeks. And they say, how would you like to go to and pick up a few things? You know, go to the super. I don't think I want to go. And so what goes into that? What goes into that decision? Well, I don't want to go because of all the crazy people out there who are doing so many risky things with their automobiles. I don't want to be anywhere near them. And the only way I can figure out to avoid them completely is not to go there. Dr. Shealy, do you travel back and forth from your farm to your clinic, you know, many times a week. Are you finding that people are doing more and more risky things with their automobiles than ever before, or is it just me on my way and back to and from Springfield?
Well,
are you seeing this as well?
You know, three-quarters of my trip is on Highway I-65. Bypass 65. And actually, I see very little bad behavior there. You know?
Okay. Yeah.
I have to admit, I speed slightly, and therefore I'm past most people. But,
Zoom. That was Dr. Shealy, yeah.
I'm very careful about how I do it.
Okay.
And, it's to me, it's a great way to go.
How about people who buy, and I can't imagine this, but people do this. They buy hard boiled eggs, and hard boiled eggs are now linked to a multi-state listeria outbreak that's left one dead, sickened six, and it's been reported in Florida, Maine, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, and Texas. So pretty widespread concern about packaged hard-boiled eggs.
Don't buy cooked foods, period.
Mm-hmm.
Buy raw, real food only.
I'm trying to figure out why. Why somebody would buy packaged hard-boiled eggs. Is it that hard to hard-boiled eggs? I've seen my mother do it. She'd put some eggs in boiling water. After a certain amount of time, she'd take them out, and they're done. That's it. That's the whole process. It's not that hard. You don't have a sticky, messy pan to deal with when you're done. You can just, you know, wash it in the sink as you normally would. You can peel the eggs. You can slice the eggs. You can do all kinds of things with those hard-boiled eggs. It's not that hard. But if someone said to me, "Hey, Vin, I got a great idea. Let's sell hard-boiled eggs in a package," I would say, "You've lost your mind. Why would anybody buy them? Seriously, why?" We have become that lazy, in my opinion. Dr. Shealy, any comments before the break?
You're being kind.
All right, we'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, medical doctor, and if you'd like to go to his website, normshealy.com, N-O-R-M-S-H-E-A-L-Y. normshealy.com. There's the contact information for his clinic in Springfield, Missouri, Central Time if you plan on calling. So we are in Missouri, and his office is in Springfield, Missouri. Dr. Shealy, living in polluted cities has its problems, and for as long as we've been on the radio together, about 8 years, we've been recommending people get fresh air and sunshine and exercise and eat healthy and get out of the city. And what we're finding out is that as pollution increases, depression increases as well. So pollution is tied to depression. The more pollution, the more depression. And suicides increase with pollution. What are your thoughts about sitting in smog, fog, breathing the exhaust of the car in front of you and the car in front of that and that and that and that? You know, so you're in a long line of cars that are just dumping their exhaust right into your cowling where you get to breathe their exhaust. And if you're not breathing it from the car in front of you and the trucks, you're breathing it from those who have gone past, you know, before, hours before, days before, weeks before, and so forth. What are your thoughts linking pollution to depression and suicide, and of course cancer and the rest of it?
Well, my thoughts are that for 60 years I have chosen to live on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
After the first 16 mm-hmm. years, so 76 of my 87 years I have lived, 76 of my 87 years I've lived on a farm. My thinking is, mm-hmm. you couldn't pay me to live in a city.
Right, right, and I don't know why people live in the city. I really don't understand it. They're bored. They're looking for things to do. Our son said to me, "You know why people go to the movies, Dad?" Right, and I go, because they've got nothing better to do. That's why they go to the movies. I don't have time to go to the movies. I really don't. There's a Dr. Shulia. Do you have time to go to the movies?
I never thought about it because I haven't even got time to think about that. Vincent, I have not been
saying.
To a movie in at least 25 or 30 years.
Yeah, we're probably a tie there. I haven't either. Haven't watched somebody said, how do you watch particular newscast? I said, I don't watch the news.
I mean, what
I don't watch
good?
Television. Haven't watched television. Yeah.
I have no
Well,
interest
people
in
are doing stupid
television.
Things, and just... Right. I look at the news, the people who are in the news as, screen readers. You know, they read screens that other people have written for them. They're teleprompter readers. That's what that's what it looks like to me. You know, it used to be we had investigative broadcasting. We have some on the radio, but I've met some people. We've had some people who've come to the expos who brought their television cameras from KMOV, St. Louis Television. They came, 3 hours each way to see what we were up to. We've had people from Springfield, Missouri, and other places come to look at us and video us and put us on the television news. And for the most part, they had no clue what they were looking at. No clue. That's kind of amazing to me. In the thought of amazing, so people have gotten sick and died from vaping, meaning they are smoking things that kind of appear to be cigarette-like, but they have these liquids in them, and they inhale them. And when you see somebody vaping, and they've got their window down in their car, you see a cloud of vapor coming out, and they are damaging their lungs. People have been diagnosed with lipoid pneumonia and died from vaping. So they've got flavors, scents, and chemicals added to make vaping a better experience, like a drug-induced confusion, if you will. Dr. Shealy, vaping, your thoughts?
Slightly more stupid than smoking. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. It's beyond IQ. I can't think of anybody with an IQ of 90 even being willing to do that. So it suggests to me that the fluoride low IQ of America has reached its zenith, and people are doing stupid things.
Any 30-second comments before we end the broadcast, Dr. Shulia, that you'd like to share in class?
Take care of yourself. If you don't do it, good luck.
Yeah, another way, what I'm reading into that, Dr. Shealy, is if you don't take care of yourself, no one's really going to be more interested in taking care of a person than that person, him or herself. So it's on you, class. Dr. Shealy, thank you so much for being with us today.
Blessings. Have a good one.
Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.